Parshas Matos Maaseh. Klal Yisrael is commanded to give to the tribe of Levi cities to dwell in, since they weren't given a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And that is based upon a pasuk in this week's Parsha of giving the Levim a Nachlas Achuzasam, cities to dwell in. These cities, Kol Ha'arim Asher Tinnu LaLevim Arboim Ushmone Ir, there are 48 cities that were exclusive for the Levim. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, why are there 48 cities that are exclusive for the Levim? Don't we believe in being inclusive? Aaron HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom, Oroyev Shalom, Oyeves Habrios, Umikarvan LaTorah. He loved all people. He loved humanity. He brought people close to Torah. Wouldn't it be such a greater benefit for Bnei Yisrael if the Levim were scattered around all the various cities of Eretz Yisrael? Why are we putting all of our great people in one city, or in these 48 cities that they live among each other? Spread, give the wealth to all of the Shvatim. That's my first question. My second question is that the Torah comes and tells us about the request of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. After all, they had much livestock, and they saw that the land east of the Jordan was very beautiful for their animals to roam and to live. They would have plenty of room. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard the request, and he was incredulous. He said to them, "You're going to stay here. Ha'cheichen yavo la'melchama, your brethren are going to go to battle. Va'atem teishu po, you're going to dwell here." And then Moshe Rabbeinu continued. He didn't stop there. And he says, this is what your fathers did. When they saw the land and they dissuaded the Lev of Bnei Yisrael not to come to Eretz Yisrael, the land that Hashem had given them. Vayicharaf Hashem bayom ahu, and the wrath of Hashem burned on that day. And then Moshe Rabbeinu continues. And he says, you're doing what your fathers had done. A group of sinful people to add more to the burning wrath of Hashem against Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu essentially is equating the actions of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven to the actions of the Meraglim. Is one really able to equate them? Are they really similar? The way Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel explains it is the Meraglim acted b'kum v'aseh. They actively got up and spoke Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael. They talked about how the people are giants, the fruit are giants. It's a fortified land. We'll never be able to overcome these people. We'll never be able to inhabit the land. They actively went and spoke slander against Eretz Yisrael, the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven didn't do that. All they asked for was to live outside of Eretz Yisrael, because they had a lot of livestock. Of course they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and do battle, but they didn't want to live there. That's all they said. Nowhere did they speak Lashon Hara. Nowhere did they mention anything about the giants that inhabited the land. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu, in his tochacha and his rebuke to the children of Reuven and Gad, comes and compares their actions to the actions of the Meraglim. And their third and final question. The Torah tells us that it's incumbent upon Bnei Yisrael to avenge the honor of God. As the Torah says, Vayidabra Hashem Moshe Lemor, Nikom Nikmas B'nai Yisrael, come and avenge B'nai Yisrael, or the honor of God, Me'es HaMidyanim, from the Midianites. And after that battle, Achar Te'asef El Amecha, then you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will die. And then the Psukim continue, and the Psukim articulate exactly who it was that B'nai Yisrael was supposed to kill. And one of these people that B'nai Yisrael was responsible to kill, to ensure it died in this battle, was none other than Bilam ben Beor Hargu Becharev. Says Rav Runiman, that there is seemingly a very strong connection between the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and the death of Bilam. Shemisa's Moshe Rabbeinu, Haisa Tuluya, it seems to be that the death of Moshe Rabbeinu was dependent upon the Misa of Bilam. Shari HaKadosh Baruch, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed that the Misa of Moshe was dependent upon Milchemes Midyan, and a part of that Milchama was the killing, or the death, of Bilam HaRasha. What is the connection, asks Rav Runiman, between the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and the death of Bilam? So what I want to suggest is that Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu were connected even before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. After all, the Torah tells us in Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos, that when you are taking care of the Jewish woman and they're already on their birth stool, im benhu hamisen oso, if it is a son, kill him. And obviously the Jewish midwives, they feared God. They didn't do as Paro had said. But the intention was that all Jewish males should die. Where did Paro devise this plan? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that Paro was miyaitz with three people. Eov, who kept quiet, he was punished with Yisurin. Yisro, who ran away, was zochet to have grandchildren who had worked in the Lishkas Hagozis. And then there was Bilam, whose ultimate end was to die by the sword. Our Parsha. Because it was he who had recommended, who had advised Paro to kill all the Jewish males. Now we all know that one of those Jewish males, who was destined to die as so many others before him, was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Psukim tell us, Vayelech Ishi Beis Levi, that the man from the house of Levi came from the daughter of Levi, Batar Yisha, Vatelet Bein, she became pregnant, she gave birth to a son, Vatitzpineu Shlosha Yerachim, she hid him for 3 months. If it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine intervention, Moshe Rabbeinu's destiny was to die like all the other small Jewish babies that were thrown into the Nile River. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to die. And that, I believe, is the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and his death, or his potential death, and Bilam's HaRasha, ultimate death. It was Bilam advising and recommending and giving over this Eitzah, this plan, this devious plan to Paro, that ultimately was the downfall of Paro and Bilam as well. But we see the power, how destructive it is to associate with Rishayim. We see how powerful words can be, how powerful a devious plan is, that Paro had taken it so far that he was willing to come and actualize the devious plan of Bilam. And ultimately, that was the demise of Bilam, and that was also really the demise of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven in a certain respect. Because they were influenced by the Meraglim. They didn't realize it. It was in their very psyche. It was in their subconscious. If you hear time and time again, Meraglim, these very educated, noble people who are Talmidei Chachamim, get up and speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to influence their children. That's not going to impact their decision. You think now that you live in a vacuum? You think your children are going to want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Of course not. The Meraglim didn't realize how far-reaching their devious plan was. How impactful it was, to the point where it negatively influenced their children, that now they did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So even though they did not actively say that was the reason, because they were afraid, but they were. They were afraid. They thought that it was because of their cattle, their sheep. But if they truly, truly loved Eretz Yisrael, the sheep would not have come in the way of them settling the land. Surrounding ourselves with destructive people and destructive ideas will and can destroy us as well. B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, they didn't realize it, but they were influenced. When the Meraglim got up and quieted the people, spoke to the people about the dangers of conquering the land. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to equate the actions of the Meraglim to their children. Because Moshe Rabbeinu understood what was going on with the request of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. They're the same. They're afraid. They don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could actually conquer the land of Israel. They assumed it was some other reason because of their livestock. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew better. And that is why the Levim were given their own cities. Because, in truth, it wasn't entirely their own. As the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, that not only were these cities exclusive for the Levim, but they were also sanctuary cities. Hayu mehem arim miyuchadim lios miklat. These cities were earmarked and singled out to be absorption centers for rotschim, for murderers. Bekulon hayu lo miklat. Why were the Levite cities used as absorption centers for murderers? Doesn't make sense. These are the holy of holy. These are people that are performing some level of avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Put them with the dreck of society? Are we really going to do that? And then they're going to go the next day into the Beis Hamikdash and perform the Avoda? But says the Sefer HaChinuch, yes. Because of their exalted stature, the Choshir Polam, and the righteousness of their ways, and their value, their worth, Nivchara Artsam, It was the land of the Levium that was chosen to absorb these murderers who killed Bishogig. More so, Yoser me'artzos shar hashvatim. Because ulai, perhaps, techaper olav admasam hamikudeshes bikdushasam. Perhaps, just being exposed to such righteous people ultimately would atone and enable these rotzim, these murderers, to become different people, rehabilitated. Think about it. In our prison system, we lock up murderers with murderers and rapists. The lowest of society. How are we expecting them to rehabilitate themselves? Do we think that when they get out after 20 years that they're going to be different people? Why would they be different? The Torah knows best. The Torah understands that when you hang out with someone and you're with someone, you are impacted by them. Bilam was impacted by Paro, and Paro was impacted by Bilam. And ultimately that brought about the demise of Bilam and Paro. But Chazal, they tell us, Aseh lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver. Aseh lecha rav. Make for yourself a rav. Acquire for yourself a friend. Because if you have a Rebbe, if you have a friend, and their positive influences on you, your trajectory in life will be different. You're going to act differently. You're going to talk differently. We are influenced, whether we know it or not, in the subconscious. Our very inner psyche is impacted by what we see, what we hear, who we associate with. And that's why it was the Levium that was chosen to have their own exclusive city, so that they themselves, at the exclusion of all other people, the holiest of Am Yisrael, would be able to have a positive influence on these murderers, that these murderers should be exposed to lofty people. Look what you're capable of becoming if you come and you align yourself with Torah values. Have a good night.